Demai, Perek Vav Mishnah Hey, Hamakabel Zesim Loshemen. If a person is a sharecropper, here it's more like a contract that he should take olives and make them into oil. Kishem Shecholkin Bachulin, Kach Cholkin Bachuma. So here, it's a little different. The case is where he's doing this, the owner of the field is actually a Kohen, let's say, or a Levi. The Mishnah tells us that in this case, different than the previous Mishnah, remember the Truma in the previous Mishnah, if the owner was a Kohen or a Levi, you had to give the Truma Meiser to the Kohen or Levi. Here, the Mishnah tells us that if you're working olives from an olive tree in order to make oil, so you, the sharecropper, treat it just like the first case in the first Mishnah with Chulin, that they were makel on the Kablonim, that they didn't have to take off Trumas and Maestras when they were doing that initial split and giving to the Baal HaBayis, who was the Yisrael. So to here, he would just give him his half of the oil, and he would keep his half of the oil, and he would not have to take off Trumas and Maestras on any part of what he gave the other guy, and he would just take off Trumas and Maestras on his own part. So what's the reason? Why is this any different than land? In the case of land, he takes off Truma on the whole field, and he gives it to the owner, who's a Kohen. But in this case, it's split, and he doesn't need to give the owner, who's a Kohen, any of the Truma. So the Rav says, because the Tanakhama holds that we don't look at a tree like a field, it's not looked at the same way, and therefore, since a tree, therefore it's just split. So according to the Rav, the Tosfos Yontif explains, it would seem that it doesn't make a difference whether it's olive to olive oil. It really would make sense if it would be any types of tree, because it's a din in the tree itself. So if a guy's an apple tree also, luchar would be the same thing. So then why does it say mekabel zeisim l'shemen? It should stop saying mekabel zeisim. So the Tosfos Yontif explains, the only reason it says that is because it's very not common to hire a sharecropper to just pull off olives, because that's a really easy thing to do. And any Baal HaBayis can do that. However, hiring somebody to pluck the olives off the tree and also to make olive oil, to crush them and do that whole process, that's something that a Baal HaBayis would much more likely hire. So that's why we say Zeisin L'Shemen. But it could be, according to the Rav, it's really any kind of tree. The Rambam actually learns that it's Dafka talking about Shemen because it's something that's Choshev. In Dafka, something that's Choshev, we say that the sharecropper does not have to give Trumas and Maestras to the owner. So the Mishnah Rishonah doesn't understand any of these pshatim. Why? Because it's more choshev, would the sharecropper now have more strength and not have to give it to the owner? It should be adarabba. When it's something that's so choshev, like shemen, maybe the original owner would keep it to himself. And that would be mutually understood. And he also asks, what's the difference between the tree or the land? Why? Because it's a tree, do we say that it gets split? I understand that it's different, and that's what the Rav says earlier, but why? What is the difference? So Mishnah Rishonah says that in this case, we're not dealing with a case where he hired the guy to pluck the olives off the tree. We're talking about a case where the olives were already plucked off the tree, and he just hired him to take these olives and make them into oil. So in this case, he actually gave him all the olives. So in the previous cases, we say that there's an understanding that the Baal HaBayis really would have left over some of the grain to himself, but he physically couldn't have done it because it wasn't created yet. It was an agreement for something in the future. Mashenk, in this case, if he really wanted to leave it to himself, why did he give him the whole pile of olives to make olive oil? Must be because he gave him the whole pile of olives that he did not want to keep the Trumas and Maestras to himself, because he could have done something different here. So according to Mishnah, we're not even talking about trees at all. We're just talking about olives to oil. Anyway, the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yisrael Shekibel Mikoyin Umei Levi Zeisim LaShemen LaMachtzis Sochar. So Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree, and he says that a Jew that is a Kablon for a Kohen and a Levi for the Zeisim L'Shemen, just like we just explained, L'machtzis Sochar. The Rav had a Nusach O L'machtzis Sochar, which is that he would share in the profit after the oil was sold, that they would split the profit. HaMaisrus L'Bailam. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the Maisrus are like the Bailam. So Rabbi Yehuda equates, the Rav says, the tree to the land. It's the same thing. So it's like the previous case, that just like a Kohen and Levi, when they have a sharecropper working the land, the Kohen and Levi, it's a mutual understanding. The Kohen and Levi are going to keep the Truma and Maisrus for themselves, and they would have to take off Truma's Maisrus and give it to the Kohen and the Levi. So too, the tree is treated the same way. But the halacha, the Rav says, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. It's like the Chacham, that it's not treated like land, and it's treated just like Chulin.